It's okay. Doesn't really matter if you're old and gray. It's alright. I say it's okay. Listen to what I say.
Hey, this is Rob Smith, Rob's Right Podcast. It's August 9th, 2023. It's a billion degrees outside and we're all dying of heat. Well, not really in Florida. It is hot around our U.S. of A. However, here in the state of Florida, we're actually having normal temperatures, maybe even a little cool. This week is particularly sweltering. We'll be hovering around 100 the whole week. That is not unusual for Florida. Yes, you'll hear the media say it is. You will hear the media say that this is the hottest temperatures ever seen in human history, and even in Florida. Notice how they don't really talk about breaking any records, because we've had much hotter here. But that's just the media for you. They tell you what they need to tell you so that they can sell advertising and make money. They can't sell advertising if they're saying it's 1,000 degrees outside in Florida. Because advertisers typically are tied into the realtor, builder, developer crowd, which I've done more than one commentary to. I'll just quickly, briefly note, I've not done a podcast. I did a brief one in June, which didn't work out too well. I was outside North Carolina, and before that, it was almost 4 months earlier. So I haven't been doing it. I was thinking about doing one, and I got a prompt on Facebook. On Twitter about doing this. The computer guy, I believe it is, said that. And I'd also today heard the story of Monique Worrell. Well, Monique Worrell was, as of yesterday, still serving as Attorney General for the Ninth Judicial Circuit there in, basically covering Orange and Osceola counties here in the great state of Florida. Governor Ron DeSantis stepped up and pulled her plug, as was needed to be done. She was way out of control amongst so many other judges around the country. But she's really, 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 really bad. And basically she just thought, I can do anything I want. No one can do anything to me because no one else had done anything to anyone. Well, not quite. You see, Ron also pulled the plug of a judge in Hillsborough County for that district over there less than a year ago. And now he went after Monique Worrell. Now, here's what bugs me, as usual, is the media is shaping this as something it isn't. This is not Ron DeSantis acting as kingmaker and deciding to toss off the castle one of his minions. This lady was out to get all of us. Something I'm not seeing reported are all the nasty things this woman has done, all because she can, and she thought nothing would ever happen to her. In fact, she gave a speech today, again, August 9th, but she could still do anything she wanted. She is still the duly elected. Here's the thing, and I'll get into this in a bit, but one of the big issues I think about this that also will not be spoken of is how we vote in judges in Florida. I'll get to that after I get to some more specifics here, and I want to mostly get into one case in particular that involved Worrell. Worrell was dealing with a case that got national attention. Not getting it now, of course. No, it never happened, of course. Of course, Worrell is being unduly shamed by a oligarch who needs to be dethroned. That's how the media puts it. But it wasn't that long ago that they were all upset with this person, but not as upset as they were to the actual action that occurred. A fellow went into an area of Pine Hills in West Orange County, and decided to go on a bit of a shooting spree, shot a 9-year-old, shot a woman, went over and actually disappeared for a while. And there were a couple of television news people in the car, waiting out reporting in via their computer devices. And this same fellow walked up and shot into them, killing one or both, I forget. Nevertheless, so this guy, and the problem was when he went to court, because he killed a 9-year-old, he was a known gang member, and he had an enormously long criminal history. Everything from firearm charges to attempted murder to robbery, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. The problem here is that no charges were pursued by Worrell involving this fellow just prior to this. He'd just been put in front of her prior to this happening. She didn't file charges. This put him out on the street and able to do what he ended up doing. That's pretty bad. She's got a long list of things in which she seems to have an adversity to putting any kind of charges onto people who have done wrong, especially if they have firearms. I just recently tweeted, just here in the last few minutes, tweeted about her, how she's obviously pro-NRA for all that she constantly goes and releases people who are carrying guns. But I think it's important to note something that was noted in a site called Filter Mag. This is a story from April 20th, 2022. In it, she is quoted as saying, "Being arrested and incarcerated is traumatic." This is what Worrell told this publication, or if it is digital, I'm not sure what it is, Filter Mag. To finish the quote, "We should try to avoid that at all costs. Again, being arrested and incarcerated is traumatic. We should try to avoid that at all costs." And she's a judge. What does she think judges do? They're just sitting around there playing bingo games or something? Her job is to determine whether someone should be arrested or shouldn't be arrested. Not that I gotta avoid this arrest thing. I gotta avoid that at all costs. That's not her job. Just that line should be enough to kick her out. Just that line. We should have tried to avoid arresting and incarcerating at all costs. So that's what she's been doing. She's released person after person after person involved. Mostly, a lot of these real bad ones are all involving guns. This lady loves people with guns. As I say, she sounds like she's an NRA member. I'm surprised the left has a problem. They should be upset with her for how much she lets people run around with guns, all kinds of guns. But she has other issues too. She seems to also have just here in the last few months here, she seems to like to have let people loose who have child pornography. Here's a fellow who was arrested in March for sexually molesting a young person with battery. He's obviously a child. He's a child predator, but she let him out on bond. A 17-year-old was arrested. For carrying a gun on school grounds. She released him. He then, 3 months later, shoots and kills his pregnant girlfriend. A guy robs a couple at gunpoint. Long rap sheet. Should have gotten a 10-year minimum. Worrell declined. She declined to even handle the case. The same fellow was arrested later, but Worrell dropped. She was arrested later for murder, but she dropped the premeditated murder. She dropped the premeditated murder charges. Because they're going to go after that. And I'm sorry, I've got a list here. I admit I'm reading through the list. There's so much here. One fellow, she attempted murder. One fellow had an attempted murder, aggravated battery. Should have gotten 25 years. She reduced it to Worrell reduced it to 2 years if he served that much. So he could have been out in a year, 6 months after attempted murder and assault battery. Again, gun involved. Another child porn person should have gotten some 25 counts of child pornography, should have gotten 15 years, ended up getting 130 months, which actually I think adds up to 4 years. So it's far less than 15, but 15 should have been the minimum for what he had, but nope. She just has had a lovely time Just cutting loose child rapists, child pornographers, murderers, gun carriers, assaulters. Oh, that's okay. Oddly enough, mostly men. I don't know. Is she single? Is she looking for a... I don't know what she's doing with all this. She seems not to... All these cases I've seen involve men. Boy, the media is going at it in that apparently none of this happened, and this is all because of Ron DeSantis trying to be a kingmaker, and showing how powerful he is. The way the media makes it sound like that, I should make this sound like she's obviously... Look, here's one of the things, really. What this sounds like to me is that why the heck can't we start prosecuting these judges for being accessories to murder? Clearly, the reporters would not have been killed if she had bothered to press charges for the fellow who ended up killing the reporters. Why? Why is it that she's able to get away with doing this stuff and she doesn't face any charges just because she can sit behind a desk, make a lot of money? These guys aren't poor. Make a lot of money, and they don't care what happens as a result. They should pay a price for it. This is old stuff, and it's one of the arguments, oddly enough, made by the left. But in this case, they won't say anything. But you have to think about that. Why? Obviously, she is an accessory to murder, and how many, I don't know. But I think that needs to be looked at. And I know this is old stuff. This has been talked about for over a century. But here's a situation where she has gone against our laws, gone against the courts, and clearly against us as people. Don't care whether we live or die, as long as she can have her little political ways and let people loose on guns. Apparently, most of these people that I've just mentioned are of a quote-unquote minority status. Let me get to another thing that they talk about that they have a real problem with here, and that is that Ron DeSantis saying, you can't be judge anymore because I say so. Well, I think there's a problem with how they're being let be judges. I've always had a problem with how we vote for judges. It's not a great way. One thing is, and I agree with this, that when you're running for judge, you can't really talk about, I did this, I did this, I did that. You're not allowed to. You can go to little, handshaking things and say, I'm running for judge, and that's it. You're not allowed to really talk about anything. That means most people who go into elect a judge in Florida are just going to look at a list and have any idea who these people are and just vote for somebody. You can now, something's more recently been allowed, is that you can put posters out with your picture on it, and you can have that. Doesn't tell you anything about the person. So when they say that she won by 65%, she won from 65%, I guarantee you 95% of these people, if not 99, had no idea who she is. No idea what she's done, never been in court with her, had no idea what she's, her track record, because you're really not. There are only a very few people. I believe you, I'm pretty involved in politics. And I almost never see a list of accomplishments that these judges have done by outside sources, whether independent or not. I don't see them. I hear what folks say they have experienced involving the judge or know people who have experienced this and that with judges. But otherwise, we basically don't know who we're voting for. So that she was voted by 65% doesn't say anything. It just said that probably someone liked her name more than the other name. Maybe it was a she thing. Oh, it's a she. We want more women judges. Or I don't know what. But that they knew who they were voting for? Nah, that's just not the case. So that's a ridiculous argument to make. So here I am with this situation. I think Worrell is, DeSantis was more than justified for firing her. We need more of this happening. She should have been bounced out of office. There are judge groups in our state, and it's too bad they don't get together and try to get rid of these people, because there should be more of an effort to do that. And we should be more aware of who these judges are and what they've done. The press could come out with that, and they never do. Conservative, liberal, doesn't matter. They just don't do it, period. So it's really up to us to do it. And I have friends who have done some research involving different judges around the state for different elections. But them getting that information out is very difficult, and most people won't read it because they don't care. They just want to be, all gung-ho about this candidate because of their name and some sort of silly, superficial stuff they say. Or they don't really care. They don't want depth. And that's unfortunate. And that's how these judges get in our state of Florida. So I'm very much in favor of what DeSantis has done. I'm very much in favor of her being out of office. I believe that she should be charged with accessory to murder involving numerous cases that she's handled. And any judge should be. It's unfortunate that has to, the old thing about when you get power, you need to learn how to use it for good and evil. And if you don't, you need to pay a price for it. And judges don't have to do a damn thing. They just go up there and say yes, no. I have a number of friends who were judges. My grandfather was a well-known lawyer down in Miami-Dade. I've so many friends who are lawyers, and they just don't. They've got their issues with judges, and wish that they too were held a little bit more accountable, so they could. And this is what's, again, a very big plus to what DeSantis has done, is that he has been able to let it be that that these judges who want to kind of gallop off on their own and do whatever they want may not have the freedoms they thought they did. And this is the thing to note here. That means right or left. If we get a Democratic governor in next, then that means they're going to start filtering through Republican ones probably. I just hope it's for just cause. Worrell was definitely just cause. And when I don't know as much about the Tampa one. But I would guess that was done correctly also. I certainly know about Orell's case. I very well know the Pine Hills thing that this kid did, and it's sickening. He should never have been on the street. All right, well, that's Rob Smith's Rob's Right. First time back in a while. Let me see if I can get to these a bit more. Watch me say that, never come back again. But let me see if I can get back and do some more of these. I was actually going to do one the last few days about something totally different. So let me see if I could get to that. I think I've hit everything because I actually pulled a whole bunch of notes, and I was reading a bunch of them, but did I get everything? I'm just sickened to death at how the media is handling this. This is the real sad thing. Here, I'll read a couple headlines. CNBC, DeSantis suspends elected Florida state attorney Monique. It goes on. NBC, basically same thing. No, but that is worded differently. Ron DeSantis suspends second elected prosecutor. DeSantis suspends Orlando state attorney over dereliction. I don't think there's any quote. She's clearly a dereliction of duty. What do you call it? What she did was responsible. The capitalist has a rather long thing. DeSantis suspends state attorney. I mean, those sound like actually fair headlines, I admit. But some of the stuff, especially on Twitter, is really vicious. And again, it's not addressing who Worrell is. And I wish the media was bothering to do that. I went to a number of stories. I went to those NBC. I went to ABC. I went to a number of places. Nobody's talking about why this might happen. They're just stating. And what, unfortunately, they get a little bit deeper into what other things DeSantis might do beyond this. Basically, building up DeSantis as a threat to Florida and a threat to the world. He's going to kill us all. Come on, guys. Come on. How about Worrell out to kill us all because she doesn't care, right? All right, I'll talk to you all later. Thank you so much for being here. Thank you for listening. Please like this if you see it, or comment. Send me a comment one way or the other. A computer guy sent me a thing through Twitter, Owl the Blue. I've been posting a little bit more on Twitter. Let me see about doing more of that, and I will go on from here. Thank you so much for listening. Also, I should note, I noticed this when I was in North Carolina, and I'm noting it now. Apparently the ads have stopped on here since it became Spotify. In between when I was doing them a bunch of them and stopped for a while, it became Spotify, and they dropped the ad thing. So I don't know what's going on with that. I may add another piece to this right afterward as kind of a what to come next, because there are some ones I'd like to do. So I'll stop yapping. I'll talk. Golly, look how long this is. Thank you so much for listening. Any ideas, thoughts, please let me know. RobsWright.com. Twitter, Rob Smith Jr. Facebook is Rob Smith Jr. Cartoons and Commentary. I would love to get back to political cartoons. I just don't have a place really to put them, and it's not really, frankly, worth the time. If I was getting paid to do it, that would help a lot, because I have some bills right now, and our economy's doing bad. That was one thing I was going to do a podcast about, because, wow, are we being misled there. Holy cats, watch your purse. We'll talk to y'all later. Rob Smith here. Take care, and I'm looking for the music thing. Here we go. Bye-bye. It's all right. It's okay. Doesn't really